Mitigate potential security risks with iSeries modernization. With the evolving IT landscape, mid-sized businesses and enterprise-level organizations are planning for S/400 systems modernization to drive digital transformation. The reason behind the modernization is that the S/400 system is perceived as outdated technology, which is prone to potential security threats. Enterprises using S/400 systems frequently encounter a series of problems ranging from poor user experience to lack of readiness for dynamic software and web apps, high server upgrade costs, incompatibility with the cloud and other emerging technologies, and performance issues. Since there is a high risk of running mission-critical workloads and applications on S/400 systems, it makes sense to consider iSeries modernization. Before you get down to modernization to be due to security, performance, and other issues associated with S/400 systems, it is important to know about this aging asset. What is S/400 system? S/400 system is a robust constitution of both hardware and software, which includes its proprietary OS/400 operating system OS and an embedded database. When launched back in 1988 by the industry titan IBM, S/400 system was not only unbeatable but also acclaimed for its low ownership cost, scalability, reliability, stability, compatibility, and an incredible uptime of nearly 100%. S/400 systems were unsung heroes nearly three decades ago, since they used to power computing heavy, robust, and mission-critical applications like for healthcare, banking, education, and government institutions. However, over a period of time, S/400 system has aged well and is now perceived as obsolete. In fact, many tech innovators and analysts have been criticizing S/400 system for its poor usability and manageability, obscure business rules, green screen UI, and other challenges posed by this legacy platform. This may be the reason why enterprises across verticals are investing in S/400 modernization services. By modernizing S/400 systems, enterprises can experience a host of benefits such as improved business agility, scalability, security, and compatibility with modern emerging technologies to gain a competitive edge and stay future-proof. The 5-step foolproof method for iSeries modernization. Step 1. Application assessment. Functional knowledge of application should be derived from existing system documentation, technical environment assessment, database assessment, size of the application, OS version, RPG version, case tools, Synon, and other third-party tools, third-party applications, interfaces, and apps involved, deciding the path for IBM iSeries modernization. Step 2. Analyzing business requirements. Target system UI design. Impact analysis. Ongoing and planned improvisations in application. Step 3. Modernization and post-modernization changes. Automatic or manual modernization. Target database design. Interfaces redesign. Unused code will be removed. Reusable parts identification. Enhancement and redesign of existing architecture. Gap analysis and post-modernization customization. Step 4. Data migration. Normalization of DB tables. Target system database architecture. Database creation and restructuring. Database migration. Archive data uploading. Migrating active database in a phased manner. Step 5. Testing application run. Testing of the application with defined business rules. Comparative evaluation with the source application. Types of S/400 systems modernization. Primarily, there are three types of S/400 systems modernization, including front-end modernization, code modernization, and cloud migration. Let's look at them in a brief. 1. Front-end modernization. In this modernization approach, a complete redesigning of the S/400 system's user experience will be done by revamping Green Screen 5250. Modernization of the IBM iSeries Green Screen is performed in four ways. OpUI Framework, Screen Refacing, RPG, OpenAccess, Xen.